在这儿呢跟大家学法缘。那么我的英文呢很差，所以呢请 Lily 呢帮忙翻译。Dhammamas is an early people here. Since Dhammamas is out of town, I will give the lecture tonight. However, my English isn't good. Therefore, Lily will do the translation for me. 那么我们呢可以接续呢石法师所讲的华严经呢，现在呢文章呢华严经十地品呢第一地那上次呢石法师是讲到这个在大家请看88页亚法真实力不按受诸欲，思回所闻法，远离取杂恨。这个是石法师呢，上个礼拜呢所讲到的情节文。
Okay. It's on. Okay. Yeah. Last time we have covered the 10th ground, the first ground, and Dhamma Master Sher has covered page 88.The last verse, they enjoy the real benefits of Dharma, that verse. The last verse, they enjoy the real benefits of Dharma. Pursuing desires has lost its appeal for them. They reflect upon the Dharma they have heard. They no longer grasp or cling.
那么我们现在呢讲到这个呢实地的菩萨出地，那我们呢讲到这个地呢，我们先来看看地就光这个地呢它怎么样。我们看到我们每个人呢所有的众生都生活在这个地上，那么地呢它怎么样存在我们生长我们那生长万物而且呢这一个呢地里面呢有无量无边的怎么样这个宝藏都在这个地里面。那么万物也因为什么呀地呢成长生长成熟，那这种地的这个呢对众生的这种帮助呢是无量无边的。那么地是这样子，我们每一个人呢也有我们的什么呀心地，我们的心地呢开发出来呢不比什么呀这个呢它的这些宝藏呢也是无量无边的，要有多少就有多少。所以呢我们现在呢讲到这个呢实地的菩萨，那这个菩萨是谁呢？谁修就是谁，你修就是你，我修就是我这一个呢，因为为什么呢？因为这个呢这种的菩萨的这个心理是我们每一个人呢所多具足的。
We talk about the 10 ground, the first ground. So ground is we live on the ground and all things on the ground are supported by the ground. The great earth has infinite treasures and all things grow and ripen on the ground. Similarly, soGround supports all things and all living beings. Similarly, our mind ground is like the great earth. If it is developed, it also have infinite different kinds of treasures. And we talk about the Bodhisattva ground. So who is the Bodhisattva here? It means whoever who cultivates. So if you cultivate, the Bodhisattva is you. If I cultivate, the Bodhisattva is me. So everybody has this infinite treasure mind ground.
那么在呢六祖坛经里面呢当呢六祖慧能大师去见五祖弘忍大师的时候，弘忍大师呢就问了这个呢六祖，他说呢你从哪里来的那你要做什么呢？那这六祖大师就说呢，我是从呢这个岭南来的，我呢这个呢 但求做活，不求一物。就是说，我的实际呢，我只是要成果，啊，我什么我都不求。那么五祖呢，这个时候呢，就跟六祖讲了，他说呢，你是岭南来的，那岭南这个地方呢，是个什么呀？是个葛僚啊，就是说这个是一个边地的地方。那你有活性吗？啊，你可以做活吗？那么六祖大师就跟这个呢五祖大师说，我呢哈，我虽然是个葛僚哈，是个岭南地方的人，但是我的活性呢跟佛和尚是怎么样无二无别的。那么呢六祖呢啊跟这个呢五祖这种对答里面啊，就是说这个活性呢，六祖跟五祖的活性是无二无别的。那我们呢啊跟六祖跟五祖呢活性也是无二无别的。那么呢我们跟诸佛菩萨呢他的佛性也是无二无别的，诸佛有的我们也有，菩萨有的我们也有，啊，所以呢我们在学习经典的时候呢要这样的信心，这样的这个念力呢啊，那呢要我们啊借着呢佛是已经成佛的佛啊，借着这种啊佛的这种佛菩萨的指导，把我们原来的什么样本有的这种宝藏，我们自信里面无量无边的这种宝藏给开采出来。
So in the sixth patriarch platform sutra, the story everybody knows, the sixth patriarch visit the fifth patriarch, Hong Ren, Master Hong Ren, and then he said, where do you come from? What are you seeking? And then sixth patriarch said, I only seek to become the Buddha, to be the Buddha, and I seek nothing else. So the fifth patriarch said, you're from the south, and the southern barbaric areas, and so how can you become a Buddha? So sixth patriarch said, although I'm illiterate and from the south, but the Buddha nature, my Buddha nature, is not different from the Venerable Monk. And so our nature is different from the Buddha nature. Our nature is different from the Bodhisattva nature. So when we study the sutras, we should bring forth this confidence that our nature is the same with all sages. And the cultivation is nothing else but to uncover our own nature that encompasses all kinds of jewel treasures that is always have been there.
那么，这一个呢，在这个实地的菩萨呢，他明白了这个道理，他依照呢，这个佛所说的那法呢，那去呢，这个呢，实践去实行，所以呢，他呢，不断的把自己的这种宝藏给开采出来了。那么到这个实地的时候，这个菩萨呢，他怎么样？他任运自在，那呢，他怎么样？这个呢，他呢有一种这种欢喜，很多事情他都欢喜，亲近诸佛欢喜，他得到佛的智慧欢喜，他帮助众生呢欢喜，种种的这种欢喜。那这个欢喜是哪里来的吗？是说他借外缘的欢喜吗？是不是呢？这个菩萨呢去看电影，然后呢？去上网，他欢喜吗？不是的，不是借这种外缘来的这种欢喜。这个呢，这些佛菩萨，这个呢，欢喜地的菩萨，他是什么呀？这种欢喜是由自性来的，由这个什么呀？定力生出来的。所以呢，他身心安详啊，这个呢，无恼啊，常常呢啊，在这种什么呀？这种华喜当中。
So the ten ground, on the ten ground, the bodhisattvas fully understand what the Buddha has taught and fully follows in their practices. So they develop and uncover their own nature. So the bodhisattvas on the ten grounds all have freedom, and they. So for example, for the first ground, they have all kinds of joy and rapture. Where does that joy and rapture come from? It does not come from going to the movies or go on to the internet. There's nothing outside that can bring real joy. So the joy and rapture of the bodhisattvas on the 10 grounds come from samadhi, and where they have bliss in the body, bliss in the mind. Their body and mind are peaceful. So that is the Dharma bliss.
这个菩萨呢，他性不贪，啊，性不痴，啊，这个呢，这个性不嗔，就是说他的性里面呢，啊，没有这个贪嗔痴，啊，因为呢，没有贪嗔痴，我们看了，啊，接下来这段经文呢是这么讲的，啊，那不贪于地阳，唯要佛菩提，一心求佛智，这个专精无意念。
So the nature of the bodhisattvas have no greed, no anger, and no ignorance. So in their nature, there's no such a thing as greed, hatred, and ignorance. So the next verse, we talk about the bodhisattvas' grateful. Let's see the verse. They grieve for neither benefit nor advantage. They only delight in the Buddha's bodhi. With one mind, they seek the Buddha's wisdom, concentration undivided, with no other thoughts.
那我们看到这个呢，经书里面第一段呢讲到不贪于这个地阳啊，那因为呢这菩萨呢，他本性里面已经没有贪嗔痴了，所以呢这些呢名闻利养呢，对他来说根本怎么样不起作用啊，所以呢。自然而然是什么样就不贪的。那么讲到呢这个不贪于利养的时候，我想起呢一个我自己所亲身经历的这个公案，那这件事情呢给我的感受呢非常的这个呢深啊，再一次呢跟大家谈一谈。
To the bodhisattvas on the first groundFame, wealth, and all benefits and advantages has no attraction, because in their nature, there's no such a thing as greed. And when we talk about this verse, when we come to this verse, it reminds me a story that I have experienced myself. It has a profound influence on me.
在呢，90年代初期啊。那个上人呢宣公上人开始这个呢那时候呢在台湾呢成立了这个呢婚知道场，那所以呢当时呢有很多呢这个居士呢发心来护法，其中有一个这个女居士，那这个女居士呢她在这个呢无论是政治界或商界呢都有很多的这个人脉，所以呢他就很想用这个政界跟商界的这个这些人脉呢来帮助上人。那么有一天呢他就跟我讲，他说呢这个某某商业巨子呢他呢是非常相信佛法的，那可是呢他太太呢有一种病眼睛有一个眼疾那可能会导致失明，所以呢你去跟上人讲去跟上人，你跟上人说呢帮他呢太太呢把他医好了呢，然后呢我这个女居士就说我呢我会呢请他来护持上人。讲了几次呢我都没跟上人讲，那么有一次呢上人呢打电话来，我就提了，我这一提呢上人怎么说呢，上人马上说这种做生意的我不要我不做生意，这一个呢，人间呢，我如果帮人家治病呢，治好呢，是这个他个人的事，跟我没有关系。那我听到呢，这个话呢，我非常的这个感动。虽然呢，我已经知道上人是个硬骨头，可是呢，在这个时候呢，马上说出这样子的话出来，那一种呢，让我呢深深的这个呢受感动了，我觉得呢佛法就是要这样子 那这个呢是什么呀？这个是一个真实法，而且呢，看到上人在说什么，就讲这句话呢，就是不贪于利养啊，这个一点对利养的这种需求心呢，多这个呢没有啊。我个人呢，当然我不知道上人的这个境界啊，我也不知道上人是不是菩萨，是不是佛，但是呢，啊，我觉得呢，用这个上人这个公案来说明这个呢，不贪于利养呢，这个呢是非常贴切的。
In the early 90s, Venerable Hua have established the branch way place in Taiwan. So many lay disciples come to be the Dharma protectors. And then there's one lay woman. She has many affinities in the political world, in politics and in business. And she really likes to help.And so she told me that there is this important, powerful person in business, and his wife has an eye disease, and probably will lose her eyesight. And if Venerable Hua can cure her, then she would persuade him to be a powerful supporter for the Dharma. And so she told me this, and I did not mention it.To Venerable Master, and then there's one chance when I mentioned to him, and he said, I do not do business of this kind, and if I cure her, this is her karma has nothing to do with me. And I know we always know that the Venerable Hua is a pure cultivator, but to hear his.Own words in by my own ears really deeply touches me. So the Buddha Dharma taught us since it's a true genuine Dharma. So no desire for benefits, that is really true for the Venerable Master Hua. There's no wish, no desire for greed.I do not know the state of the master, whether he is a bodhisattva or not, but he really fit in this verse. He has no desire for benefits.
所以呢，这个说不贪于利养，那这个呢，这样的这个菩萨呢，他怎么围绕呢？佛菩提，他怎么样一心一意呢？这个好要这个佛的这个觉道啊，他在这个路上走，他已经什么样呢？啊，不断不断的怎么样，把这个自信的宝藏呢给开采出来。那么这个时候呢，世间上呢啊这些种种情形呢，对他来说呢是没有什么意义的。所以呢，这个菩萨这个时候什么一心求佛智，一心一意呢啊，只要什么样这个呢啊这个求这个佛的智慧呢。专精无意念啊，他一心一意呢啊，心无旁贷啊，都什么呀？一心一意要这个呢，往这个佛道上来这个走呢啊，而不像呢啊，讲到这个专精啊，我们呢有时候呢，像我们有时候修修这个呢，觉得呢又懒惰了，然后呢啊修修那个又懒惰了啊，有时候呢啊今天呢啊用功一点，明天又怎么样？又懈怠了。那可是呢，这个菩萨不是他怎么样？这个呢，专心啊，然后呢，一心一意呢啊，就是怎么样，向这个佛的菩提道上来走，没有其他的二念。
So the Bodhisattva of the first ground seeks only the Buddha's Bodhi, the enlightenment, and to develop the treasure of their own nature.So all kinds of things in the world has no attraction to them. They single-mindedly seek the Buddha's wisdom. It is not like some of us, you know, they cultivate this Dharma door and then become lazy, and then they switch to another Dharma door and become lazy again. Or they were diligent, very diligent one day and then become lazy again the next day.So the Bodhisattva of the first ground, they cultivate single-mindedly and diligently. and they have no other distractions or second thoughts.
我们接下来看下一个地上，我们先大家一起念中文，然后呢停下念英文。修行波罗蜜，远离坦虚框，如说而修行，安住时语中。
Let's see the. Let's look at the second verse. Let's recite together. They cultivate all the paramitas. They have left flattery and deceit far behind. Their deeds match their words, and true speech is their refuge.
这里讲到修行波罗蜜，波罗蜜大家都知道什么意思吧？波罗蜜是什么？到彼岸，对不对？到彼岸了。好，我们呢就是讲常常念心经，提到说呢，这个呢，波罗蜜多时有没有？好，那这个呢，波罗蜜呢，到彼岸，什么到彼岸呢？啊，从烦恼的这个呢中流到智慧的这个彼岸。那修行这个呢，那用什么地方呢？在这个呢，从此岸到彼岸这个当中呢，要一艘的这个大船，这个船呢是什么？波罗蜜船。这波罗蜜船呢，我们讲到呢，有这个呢六种波罗蜜，那再多呢讲到十种，六种波罗蜜呢，我们大家复习一下，记不记得？六种波罗蜜，第一是布施、持戒、忍辱、禅定。还有精进、智慧啊，那十波罗蜜呢？还有愿啊，愿波罗蜜、力波罗蜜，这个呢，方便波罗蜜、智波罗蜜，这样呢，称为十波罗蜜。
So, the bodhisattvas of the first ground cultivate paramitas. We all know what paramita means, right?So paramita means to reach the other shore. It means this shore of suffering, and to cross the middle flow, torrents of afflictions, to reach the other shore of wisdom. And paramitas is like the great boats. We have generally talked about six kinds of paramitas or 10 kinds of.Parameters. And what are the six? Somebody has to help. First, charity. Second, giving. Holding precept. Endurance. Diligence. Samadhi. And then wisdom. So these are the six. And then yuan, vow.Parameters of vow, and then strength, and then expedience, and then wisdom, and then 那个下面那个慧呢？
他就是讲这个。
不是一个是 prajna 和 wisdom， 都是 wisdom。
它是一个，
okay.
如果到中文里面，它是一个是般若，然后呢，第六个是般若，然后最后一个是愿。
So I asked the Dharma Master, so the last parameters of the 10 parameters is called, in Chinese called 智, is wisdom. So in the 6 parameters, the last, sometimes we say wisdom, the Chinese translation is really prajna. So they have, yeah.
那么 OK, 那菩萨呢，他就用这个呢波罗蜜的大船，让自己呢从什么样？从这个此岸到怎么样？从生死的这个呢，此岸到呢，这个呢，到这个涅槃的这个彼岸啊，到不，那呢，他也怎么样？用这些呢，波罗蜜来怎么样？波罗蜜大船呢，怎么样来运载众生，帮助众生？所以呢，这个时候呢，菩萨们呢，他们怎么样修行种种的波罗蜜？那如果呢？是在这个呢十地里面呢，那每一地的菩萨呢，他有说什么呀？他比较专于所修的这个波罗蜜。在初地的这个欢喜地的菩萨呢，他是什么呀？以这个呢布施呢为主。那其他的波罗蜜呢， 啊，不是不修，他会随分随地呢，啊，也修行这些的这个波罗蜜。
So the paramitas are like great boats, and it carries living beings. It carries the bodhisattvas from this shore of samsara, birth and death, to the other shore of nirvana. And so they also bodhisattvas of the ten ground also use the great boats of paramitas to cross over living beings. And in every ground. The bodhisattvas would concentrate of one paramitas. It is not like that they do not cultivate all paramitas. It is just that in each ground there is a focus, we can say a central cultivating content. And so for other paramitas, they would follow their conditions to cultivate.
那这个呢，远离产，这个呢虚空啊，这个呢菩萨呢哈，他根本没有怎么样，没有产昧，没有虚空啊，所以呢他就怎么样，根本呢啊，所以呢这里说远离呢，那他根本就没有这些啊。我们呢为什么会这个呢？啊，谄媚还是虚诳呢？还是呢，这个呢，说谎话呢？说谎话呢？这个往往是什么呀？为了保护自己呀，啊，为了保护自己。我过去呢，因为个人出家的时候呢，那么家里面的人呢，不同意，啊，可是我已经在美国呢出家一段时间了，所以家里面的人呢，的父母呢，就派了我一个表姐来看我。那我表姐来了，我好紧张啊，好紧张。那呢，是上人呢，真的非常慈悲呢，就让我呢，把表姐呢带到方丈室去，那这个时候呢，表姐呢，她看到我已经出家了，她就跟我说，你爸爸哦，看到你这个样子哦，一定会心脏病发作等等，一定会高血压，她就跟我弄得我好紧张。我那个时候呢，才刚出家不久。那他这么一说呢，那他就接着问我，你出家多久了？那我就讲了一个短短的日期，因为我太害怕了，我想一个短短的日期，是不是我出家已经比较长的日期了？那这个时候呢，我讲了，我就看上人，我希望上人帮我点点头，说我就是，因为我出家都没有告诉家里面的人。那这个时候呢，上人呢什么话都不说。那等到呢，我这个表姐呢，就离开了。那上人这个时候呢，他就跟我说，不可以打妄语。你打妄语呢，是很伤你自信的，你没有看见，就是说你打妄语，无形中就伤你的自信。所以呢，这个事情呢，让我呢也是印象非常的深刻。那么我想想，为什么当时要打妄语？因为呢，我要保护自己呀。然后呢，所以呢，就有这样的现象。但是呢，因为呢，这个呢，菩萨们呢，他没有自我啊，他不愿保护自己。我们呢，会这个呢，有时候呢，想说，就想想，这个是善意的妄言呢，还是呢，想想讲一下没关系呀，那呢，这个就是什么？因为有一个自我在啊，有一个呢，自私的心在。如果呢，没有自私心呢，就不会打妄语。所以呢，上人呢，在这个六大宗旨里面呢，他特别还要把什么呀？不争、不贪、不求、不自私、不自利、不打妄语呢，特别提出来。因为呢，人呢，这个口业非常的容易造，有时候不知不觉之中，那这个呢，妄语、虚诳的语呢，就跑出来了。
So the ten grounds, first ground, bodhisattvas have no, they left flattery and deceit far behind. So, false speaking, false words or lie. Generally, why beings doing that? Because they want to protect themselves. There, I remember that I left home, and then I did not have the agreement or the agreement, right?
Yeah.
consent of my parents. And so
My parents didn't know.
And so they sent a cousin, sister, came to CCTV, and then I was really, really very, very nervous. And so the Venerable Hua invite her to the abbot room, and then and then when she saw that I have left home, and then she said, "Wow, you know, if your dad see you like this, you know, he will really have a heart attack or high blood pressure and so on." And then, "How long have you left home?" And then she asked this, and so I hesitated, and then I gave a number that is a little bit longer than it actually was. And then I look at the abbot.
Shorter.
I gave a number that is shorter than actually it is. And then I was looking at the abbot and was hoping that he could help me. But the abbot said nothing. And so after the cousin had left, and the Venerable Abbot said, "You should not lie. Lying really hurts the self nature invisibly." So this story have a very deep impression on me, because lying is generally has a purpose to protect a self. So the bodhisattvas of the first ground have no self to protect. So because they have no self, so they would not lie or deceive. Generally, you know, people would say, "Oh, it's a harmless lie." But even so, they're still lying, is because there's a purpose for self-interest and of a self. So the six guiding principles of the abbot include not lying.
如法如律怎么样，来呢，这个修行安住在怎么样，食语中，因为呢，菩萨在这个时候呢，已经性不怎么样，性不妄语，性不两舌，性不恶口，性不绮语，就是说他在自性里面呢，根本是怎么样，没有这种妄语，也不会呢，说人家的长长短短，两舌，或是怎么样骂人，这些还是呢绮语，说一些动让人动人心弦的这种话，那菩萨里面呢， 他都没有，所以他所说出来都是怎么样，常常呢，这个呢，你看这个安，就是说很安心，然后呢，很什么安稳的怎么样，常住在这个怎么样真语实语里面，他所说的呢，句句是这个真语实语。
So the bodhisattvas, they practice according to the Dharma, they practice according to the precept, and they abide in true speech. They have no lying, no angry words, no flattery words, and no double-tongued speech. So true speech make them, they always have true speech. That is where they abide, and it is really a peaceful, stable, safe abiding.
我们接下来看下一句，不污诸佛家，不舍菩萨戒，不要于世事，常定义世间。
Let's look at the next verse together. They never tarnish the Buddha's reputation, nor renounce a bodhisattva's precept, taking no delight in worldly matters. Constantly they benefit the world.
那这个呢，菩萨不污诸佛家，他所行所做呢，都怎么样？没有这个呢，染污法。 那他所行所作呢，都是这个白净法。 那呢，接下来的这个经文里面写到呢，讲到了不舍菩萨戒。为什么这个菩萨呢，他会不舍菩萨戒？因为呢，他就是怎么样，这个菩萨戒就是他，他就是怎么样，就是菩萨，就是菩萨戒，就是他，他就是菩萨戒。这个呢，一而不二，这个呢，二的呢，两个就好像一个一样啊，所以说不舍菩萨戒。
So, whatever the bodhisattvas do, their practices have no wholesome and pure. What they practice are all pure dharmas. There's no contamination, not contaminated dharmas. They do not renounce the bodhisattvas precept because they are the bodhisattvas precept. Bodhisattvas precept are themselves. The bodhisattva and the precept are not two. They're one.
我想请问一下，有多少人到过菩萨界？ How many?
The Dhamma Master, how many people have taken the precept, the bodhisattva precept?
That's good. 啊，五戒呢？
Five precept.
阿弥陀佛。那这个呢讲到呢这个戒律里面呢我们呢很基本的上呢大家会受到什么样这个呢五戒啊，那这个呢在戒律里面呢它有它的这个呢层次呢这个阶段，所以不一样。那么呢居士们呢你们受了五戒以后呢还可以更进一步受什么样八关斋戒啊，那更进一层什么样受了这个呢菩萨戒。
So many people have taken the five precept. For those who have taken the bodhisattva precept, you can also further advance to
五戒的是可以正再受八关斋戒哈。
可以可以，
菩萨戒包括八关斋戒。
这个在这个菩萨戒里面，六众二十八清戒里面呢，那个呢六斋日呢，它就是必须要守八关斋戒的。
Okay.
可是呢，一般的话呢，这个八关斋戒还可以另外守。
So I asked the Dhamma Master, whether you taken the five precept or the bodhisattva precept, we can always seek to have the eightfold precept separately. So even even for bodhisattva's precept, especially for lay people's precept, we have four major, 28 minor, and then that include the six precept days, but we can still seek to have to take the eightfold precept separately.
那讲到这个受戒呢，受戒里面呢，像我们一般这个呢，受五戒呢，那戒律里面呢，其实它有它自己的精神，那像五戒里面呢，我们讲不杀生，那不杀生里面呢，你上至呢这个呢诸佛父母师长下至呢这个捐灰如动，就是下至呢一点那个会跑的会动的呢还有生命的你都怎么样不可以杀啊，这个呢就是说你要断杀要断恶啊，基本上我们就拿杀戒来说你要这个断好。那呢在这个呢我们呢在菩萨戒里面呢这个精神方面呢它就怎么样就更积极了啊，菩萨戒是三聚境界啊，所谓三聚境界呢就是说三个呢它是互相怎么样不可怎么样分离的啊，怎么样不可分离呢啊，第一呢在菩萨戒里面呢啊，第一我刚刚讲像这种呢断恶呢这个是属于什么样属于舍利于戒啊，就是说我们把这个呢这个恶的什么样都要怎么样去除啊，你先翻译。
So taking the precept according to the code of the Vinaya, the code of precept, for example, the five precepts, not killing, Now, healing certainly includes our body, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, our parents, our teachers, all living beings, but also it is include all living beings, all beings that is tiny and but that can fly and that can move. So the spirit, the central idea of not killing is to cut off evil. But the Bodhisattva precept is more proactive in the three kinds of aggregates, three kinds of collection. There are three classes of Bodhisattva precept. The first, for example, encompasses the cut off evil. That means to the precept collection, the precept of code of conduct.
律仪怎么翻译啊？律仪。
Yeah, conduct and deportment.
Yeah, 那个呢是律仪戒，那么呢还有一个什么呀？是善法戒哈、啊。这个呢啊，善法戒就是说什么呀？这个所有善的什么呀，你都要去实行。然后更进一步要什么呀？饶益有情戒啊，你还要进一步去什么呀？去饶益这个众生。所以呢。那个在菩萨界的这个精神里面呢，它是非常的积极的啊。我稍微用这个呢这个因为在过去里面呢其实古来我们一直都受这个梵网经菩萨戒是十众四十八清戒，可是呢一直到这个民国太虚大师以后呢，慢慢就什么呀，有了这个呢，根据这个优婆塞戒经呢来做了这个呢六众二十八清戒。那基本上呢所以现在沿用下来呢基本上都是修六众二十八清戒。那这个呢也是很好的，因为呢在这个对在家居士里面呢你们在生活上呢比较容易行持。那十众四十八清戒呢我个人觉得如果在道场你住在道场那这一个呢比较这个行持起来呢是比较这个好一点。那出家人呢都送这个十众四十八清戒的这个菩萨戒。那其实呢过去早年上人呢跟我们呢受都是受十众四十八清戒，直到呢这个1991年、1992年以后呢才慢慢改成六众二十八清戒。
So the Bodhisattva precept, the second class, is to do all that is wholesome. And then the third class, it means to benefit all living beings. So the spirits, the central ideas of the Bodhisattva precept are very active. In the history, originally in our way places, we always take the Bodhisattva precept according to the Brahmanek Sutra, which have 10 majors and 48 minors. And then until later, according to Master Taixu in China, lay people start to take 6 major, 28 minor Bodhisattva precept. Which easier for them in their daily lives. But if you live in the temple, in the monastery, and it would be still easier to hold the 10 major, 48 minor Bodhisattva precept. Certainly all like home people take the 10 major, 48 minor Bodhisattva precept. The abbot also in earlier years taken the 10 major and 48 minors until after 1992.
那么在戒律里面呢有这个止持跟坐持，有没有听过这个名字止持呢，什么叫止持？就是说你停止呢不做的那这个就是持戒，停止什么不做呢？ 停止恶的不做，所以我们有说愿断一切恶，有没有？这个就是止于止持。然后做呢，做持呢，你去做呢才算怎么样？持戒啊，那你要去做善法，你要去做，对不对？所以呢，你愿修一切善，好，我们愿意修一切善，然后呢，更进一步怎么样？是度一切什么样众生啊？那这个呢，这个就是一个菩萨的这个精神啊，要断恶修善立身啊，这种三种的呢啊，这种精神呢缺一不可。这个就是一个啊，菩萨呢在持戒里面呢啊，那他所必须涵盖，不是说只是断恶而已，他更进一步要去怎么样帮助众生利益众生。
So when we study the Vinaya, the code of conduct, the precept, generally we are familiar, there's two kinds. One is not to do, and the other is to do. For example, to stop doing evil, that is one type of holding the precept. One type of holding precept included cutting off all that is evil. And then the second way or second type of upholding the precept is that when you do a wholesome deed, that is you practicing, you are upholding the precept. Upholding the precept means when you actually do that what you're supposed to do, then you are holding the precept. So when we say that I vow to do all that is wholesome, I vow to help all living beings. That these are the three types of spirits of the Bodhisattva precept. To cut off all that is evil, to cultivate all that are wholesome, and to help all living beings.
那有时候呢，就用了这个呢，三个 S 来讲这个呢，第一呢叫 stop， 就是说停止 stop， 那呢这个 stop。停止什么呀？停止这个呢恶啊，因为呢这个恶是其实是我们本来没有的啊，我们因为迷了才有这些恶，所以要停止。然后再来呢要 step 啊，一步一步怎么样往这个善法啊去走啊，就好像呢啊我们看到啊，你看到这个呢，我们每一个人呢都会开，其实所有的人都会开车。那么呢在开车的时候呢，那你看到这个呢红灯你会怎么样停止，有没有啊？那你绿灯怎么样再往什么样再往前进啊？所以呢这个什么一步一步往前走。那再来呢你要 spread 啊，就是什么样要把这个善法什么样分布出去啊。这个呢啊，我们啊如果说什么也可以用这个 3S 啊来呢啊比喻。那事实上呢这个戒律呢啊，我们佛呢讲这个呢佛陀说经啊，然后呢还有呢讲戒啊，然后经律啊论啊，这个呢经是什么，就讲到这个经律论呢啊，经呢经者静也，说呢这个是一条怎么样一条往这个呢这个佛道上的一条路啊。那这个呢戒律呢，戒律像什么样，你在这个路上呢你要一些什么样一些指示，一些交通规则，就像各位啊，你们开车的时候你要往哪一个地方去呢，可是你必须要遵守这个交通规则，你就会安然到那个地方。所以呢这个戒律呢就好像是什么样这个成果的交通规则。那再来呢这个论呢啊，可以说呢来讨论啊，在这个路上呢有种种的情况发生的时候呢，那应该呢用什么样用种种的智慧怎么样来啊度过这些呢啊路上困难的地方。
Okay, so when I generally talk about teach precept, I say classify them, lecture in, I call them three S's. So first is to stop. Stop what is unwholesome. The unwholesome was not fundamental in our nature because we are deluded, and so that is why there are unwholesome deed. So we have to stop as a first step. The second I call it a step. Step is just like walking step by step toward wholesome. It's like driving a car. When you see green, red light, you stop, and then you see green light, you proceed. And the third, I call it spread. It means having collected our wholesome dharmas, and we spread it out to other living beings to help others. So the Buddha Dharma encompasses three kinds of classes, the Dharma, the Sutra, Dharma, well, including the Sutra, and then Vinaya. Vinaya means code of conduct, and then the Shastras. So Dharma, mainly Sutras. Sutras, what is a Sutra? Sutra in Chinese, it means a direct way, a direct road. So it is a road to the Buddhahood. And then the Vinaya, the code of conduct, is kind of like the traffic law. They have all kinds of instructions, and so for cultivators, for people who walk on the road to follow. So if you follow the traffic law of the Buddha's Vinaya, code of conduct, then we can reach our goal safely and securely. And the last Shastras include discussions of various kinds of situations, scenarios, and then how to use wisdom to deal with various situations. That is what contains in the Shastras.
那刚刚提到呢，好多讲，因为呢，这个菩萨戒呢，哈，那菩萨的戒本呢有很多种，那其中呢，哈，这个呢，哈，《幻网经》菩萨戒呢，哈，他特别会把这个呢，三聚境界的这种精神呢，啊，特别在这个戒文里面呢，啊，说出来。那现在呢，啊，稍微举例一下呢，啊，让大家呢，啊，听听。那个呢，在菩萨戒里面呢，啊，《幻网经》菩萨戒第一条里面呢，啊，就是杀戒。那为什么呢？这个呢，啊，杀戒列在第一呢？啊，因为呢，你想想看呢，这个呢，啊，杀呢就是怎么样，杀了众生这些有情啊、有血有气的。那这个呢，众生最爱惜的是什么呀？是生命啊。那你说菩萨呢，做一个菩萨，你菩萨呢要爱护众生，你都把什么样？众生杀了啊，然后甚至把它吃了，那你这样算不算菩萨呢？这个谈不到什么样，就是在这个呢利益众生。所以呢，很多这个呢戒，在一般的戒律里面呢，啊，这个排的秩序，第一杀戒就是什么样，第一条。那这个因为是什么样，直接呢杀害到众生的这个正报，好，我们这个身体叫正报。那第二呢是会是什么样呢？第二条通常是什么样？
道。
道，对呀、啊，是道戒，对不对？道戒是损害众生的什么呀？
医报。
医报，对。好，我们呢，哈，人呢来到这个世界是什么呀？赤裸裸来的。所以你来的时候，你必须要什么呀？食衣住行，哈，种种，哈，来什么呀？来让我们啊，我们赖以为生，哈。那这个呢，哈，所以呢，这个都是什么？依靠这个呢来生活，来持续我们的命根。所以这个是什么呀？依报。那么呢，作为一个菩萨呢，如果作为一个菩萨呢，啊，把众生呢所赖以为生的东西都给什么呀？去或许抢去或是夺去呢？那众生是不是生很大的苦恼？所以呢，这个通常呢，这个呢，道戒会在第二条的原因是在这里。
So there's a different kinds of bodhisattva precepts, different kind, according to different kinds of sutras. The Brahmanet Sutra clearly gave us the spirit of the bodhisattva precept, that means the central ideas. For example, the first precept, not killing. Why not killing becomes is the first precept? Because killing, if there's a living being and we kill it, and that living being have blood and flesh, all beings love their lives. And so to kill and to eat a living being, that is totally again, different than benefit. So bodhisattva try to benefit living beings, and killing and eating living beings is not according to the Bodhisattva's code. So first precept is a very direct protection of living beings' major attribute, we would say, that according to karma, because their life is their main main 正报, main their main main attribute.
Retribution.
Main retribution. So the second precept is not stealing. That means not to take away or damage what are supporting living beings' lives. We all born in this world with nothing on us, and so to live, we need food, clothing, shelter, and support. And so to take away living beings, what living beings need to support their life is not the Bodhisattva's way of practice, because living beings, if you take their supports away, they become worried.
刚刚讲到这个放网经菩萨戒呢，第一条讲到这个呢杀戒呢，那么戒文就讲到说，若这个佛子这个佛子呢就是什么一个已经受了这个菩萨戒的这个弟子呢，那呢若自杀或者是什么呀，自己动手去杀，教人杀，你自己不杀，叫别人说你去帮我杀这个教人杀，那呢这个呢。 方便杀或是怎么样，用种种的手段去杀，方便的手段去杀，或是怎么样呢？这个呢，赞叹杀，乃至呢见坐随喜，赞叹杀就是说，人家呢，在这个呢杀的时候呢，你欢喜赞叹，那或是呢见坐随喜，本来没有你的事，你也去怎么样，这个呢，插上一脚，那。 里面呢就讲到是说，凡有命者不得故杀，所以一切有生命的，你都不可以怎么样故意去杀他。所以呢，这个戒文呢，从这里讲到这个就什么要断恶，你要断杀。那后面呢，这个戒文他会讲的呢，就是说你不止怎么样，不只是断恶哦，你还要怎么样，更积极的去帮助众生。你先翻译。Okay,
so the in the Brahmanet Sutra. When we talk about the first precept of not killing, it says if a Buddha's disciple, that means the Buddha's disciple who had vowed to take the Bodhisattva precept, if to kill using their own hand, 自杀, yeah, so to kill they themselves to kill, or to teach others to kill, or to use various experience ways to kill.
那个教人杀不是说只是提取，就是叫别人去杀。
Okay. Or to ask other people to kill. Or to priests who are killing, who do the killing. As well as when you see other beings are conducting the killing, you have a sense of joy that is also included in the precept. So there's none of your business, but if you have a sense of joy when seeing the killing, then you'll get involved. And so the precept clearly says we should refrain from killing of all those beings who have lives.
这个呢就是属于要断恶，要断去。
Okay, so this encompasses to cut off evil. This is the evil that has to cut off.
就是设立一戒。那么呢，接下来这个戒文里面他会讲到是说，是菩萨呢应该起什么样常住的慈悲心、孝顺心，方便救护一切众生。 就是说这个里面就是怎么样，属于摄上法界，我把它用白话讲一下，说呢，这个呢 说一个菩萨呢，你不止什么呀，不止说你不杀，而且还要什么呀，你要起什么呀，你的这个呢常住哈，这个常住就是说你的心常常都是这样子，常常住在这里，住在什么呀，这个慈悲心上，孝顺心，看所有的什么众生都是什么呀，自己的父母，自己的子女啊，自己的父母一样来看待啊。所以呢用这个常住慈悲心，孝顺心啊，然后后面那一句话就讲到方便救护一切众生啊，就是说你用什么样这个呢啊种种啊善巧方便啊的方式呢来救护一切众生啊，你能够能力所及的时候你要去什么样帮助他啊。那像呢有时候呢你们啊大家呢到菜市场去啊，那在这个呢像这个东方的这个菜市场有些卖一些活的东西呀、啊、活鱼活鸭活虾，那这个呢你不可能是什么呀，可能你没有那个能力把这些呢鱼虾通通什么样买下来，那你可以怎么样呢，你这个没有你可以怎么样，这个时候你要怎么样啊，可以念啊这个呢佛号啊，或是呢念观音菩萨的圣号有没有啊，来回向给这些众生啊，起了这个善心善愿呢啊，希望他们怎么样啊，这个呢这个呢能够免去灾劫，或是呢啊他呢不能免去灾劫的时候他能够到什么地方去呢啊，到西方极乐世界去。
So the above encompasses the cut off evil, and then in the following sections in the sutra, it clearly draw the guidelines to do all that is wholesome. So it says the bodhisattva should bring forth a mind of great compassion and kindness, and then the filial mind, and then to use expedient ways to save and rescue all living beings. So not only the bodhisattva cannot kill, but also the bodhisattva have to constantly abiding in kindness, loving kindness and great compassion, and then to take all living beings as our own parents, to respect, as respect all living beings like our respecting our parents, and to use various methods and ways to help and save all living beings. For example, in the Chinese Oriental, if you go to the Oriental grocery market, you would see that the living fish and the shrimp was selling there, and so maybe we don't have all the money to buy them all. But you can recite Amitabha's Buddha name, Guanyin's name, and then to transfer the merit, you bring forth a mind of wholesomeness, a mind of wholesome vows, to wish that they would not be dead or killed, and then wish they could be reborn in the Western Pure Land.
所以呢，这种呢，啊，方便呢，啊，帮助一切众生，救护一切众生，这个就是什么呀？菩萨里面更积极的这个精神，他不止什么呀，自己不杀，而且什么呀，要帮助众生呢，啊，然后啊，来这个呢，救护他的这个生性命啊。所以，那么呢，啊，讲到这个呢，啊，菩萨的这种帮助众生呢，我就想到呢，啊，有一个呢。这个呢故事，这个故事呢是真实的故事啊，这发生呢在这个呢大概是民国比较初年左右吧。那大家都听过唐人大师，你们听过吗？唐人大师唐人大师是什么呀？师父的宣公上人的师父是常智大师，唐人大师是什么呀？是常智大师的什么呀？师兄弟啊。那个时候呢，常仁大师呢他在父这个呢母亲呢这个过世以后呢往生了以后呢，那守孝怎么样六年啊，那前三年呢他还吃生的东西，到后面这三年的时候呢，那在这个东北冰天雪地的地方呢，那常仁大师呢都什么样吃生的啊，他就是这个呢连那个什么面粉呢、就这样生着和着那个血来吃啊，所以呢， 常人大师呢，这个修行呢是非常的，这个呢，这是可以说呢是一个呢非常稀有的这个高僧啊，是非常有修行的这个高僧。那么这个呢，常人大师呢，在卢木首相呢六年圆满以后呢，那么当地呢就准备呢替常人大师呢建的这个呢一座寺庙叫三元寺。
So the Bodhisattva precept encompasses not only not killing, but also protect and rescue all living beings. And then it reminds me of a real true story of a story that actually happened in the around 1920, and then do you know who is Master Changren? So Master Changren is the Dharma brother of Master Changzhi, and Master Changzhi is our Venerable Hua's teacher. When Master Changren's mother passed away, he decided he will be filial, and so he stayed by her tomb for 6 years. And it is in northeast of China, where it's very, very cold. Initially, he would take cooked food, and later on he eat everything uncooked. For example, he would just mix the flour with snow and eat it. So he is really a very rare cultivator. And then after this filial act of staying by the tomb for 6 years, the villagers and the nearby people supported him, and then built the temple of three conditions that sometimes we bow in CCTV.
Yeah, 那么呢，要建这个三元寺之前呢，哈，在当地呢，还有一个姓吴的啊，那上人说这个叫老吴家。那这老吴家呢，哈，是当地呢，哈，是非常富有的一个人家。啊，家里面呢，哈，这个大大小小啊，大概就是大家族都住在一起呢，就100个人左右啊，这么大的一个家族。那呢，就请呢这个呢常仁大师呢啊到他们家呢去闭关。那常仁大师呢就去闭关了。那么有一天呢啊，有一年呢，那这个呢当地呢哈、啊、就是有一个这个他就是说马王爷的这个呢圣诞啊，大概一个什么神的这个圣诞日啊。那就要什么样杀猪啊，杀猪呢来这个呢啊庆祝这个马王爷的这个圣诞。那呢这个老吴家呢，他就养了一株啊，这个一株回猪。那这一株回猪呢啊很大。那呢要杀他的时候呢，这株猪呢啊也是蛮有灵性的啊，他就知道要杀他了，所以他就怎么样就跑啊。那呢他跑呢啊，而且这株猪呢很好玩的，它不是就是这样，因为那个你想看100个人的这个大家族，那这个呢常仁大师呢他是在里面闭关，所以一定很多什么呀房子啊，好，而且呢一个院落呢要跑过去，那院落里面都有这个墙，那只猪呢都什么呀跳过去，好，然后就跑过去，跑到什么呀？跑到这个常仁大师的这个呢官房里面了，跪下来，而且一直掉眼泪啊，一直掉眼泪。为什么？意思就是要怎么样？常仁大师来怎么样？来救他啊！那啊，我们等一下看看常仁大师有没有救他。
And so, after the three conditions monastery was built, then in the neighborhood there is a Mr.Wang, Mr. Wu. So Mr. Wu is a very rich person. His family is very rich, and then in that time, people used to live together, and so in his family consists of about around 100 people all living together in this one family. So, you know, it's really a big family. And then Mr. Wu invited Master Changren to have a retreat in his home, because he has many houses. And then in this verse, there was a birthday celebration of a horse king, must be a local god or something. And then Mr. Wu, in his family, they have reached a big fat pig. And then they want to, because this birthday celebration of the local god, they want to kill this big fat pig. And then, but the pig is really a clever pig. And he just run, because the family has like 100 people around, and there are many houses and walls. And but the pig was really cross over many walls, and then he made his way, and he really find where Master Changren was doing his retreat, and he kneeled down and was with tears raining down his face.
So
the big fat pig came to Master Changren, and then to kneel down, and then Master Changren asked him, do you know why you become a pig this life? Because when you were a person, you kill a pig, and so it is a debt that you have to repay today. But when you have repaid your debt, I can help you to seek a rebirth, a good rebirth. And as if the pig really understood what Master Changren was saying, it calmly walked out and repaid his debt and was being, you know, to be killed. And so, and then when Mr. Wu's family, you know, they have like 100 family members, when people see, wow, this pig is really having, how to say, has intelligence. It has a nature just like us. You know, a pig also have its own intelligence. And then this pig is acting like a human. Then all pigs have intelligent nature. And so they held a meeting of the whole family and then decided to become a vegetarian. And then they are not only that, for the workers who have to work in the field, very hard labor, they pay them, for example, like 8,000 yuan, and then they decide to pay them like 9,000 yuan instead if they choose to become a vegetarian. And certainly because of the higher wages, and the workers all agree to be a vegetarian. And so this is really like a great influence in the nearby towns. The abbot was saying, you know, all kinds of, with all different surnames, they all become vegetarian.
那商人在讲这个事情的时候呢，又特别提起来啊，那个弟兄啊，相信很多人知道，说咒字里面两个人啊，里面罩着外边人啊，这个呢，众生凡吃众生肉，子细思量人吃人啊，说呢，在这个咒肉的这个字里面呢，啊，那个咒字呢，它本来你下面加上一个口就是怎么样，加上一横就是一个口，口里面有两个人呢、啊。那呢里面那一个呢是什么被吃的，外面那一个呢、啊、也是这样啊，快要又要吃到这个里面的。所以呢上人在讲这个的时候啊，就是说啊，那个呢这个呢啊，众生凡吃众生肉，就是说众生呢吃来吃去啊，还是什么在吃众生的肉啊。上人说呢，如果呢啊这个呢你这个呢吃羊啊，那就是呢一半羊一半人，你吃猪就是一半猪一半什么样一半人，你吃马就是一半马一半什么样半马半人。好，然后呢你再继续吃呢就什么样，就这个呢这个人就没有，就全部变成什么样，就变全部变成马变成牛变成羊。好，那上人他说他就再举个例子，真的是非常有意思。他想是说呢，为什么这么说啊？因为呢你看看啊，那个呢我们呢这个呢在播种的时候，还是说我们在这个做农作的时候呢啊 garden 我们要给它上这个肥料啊，那上人说你上肥料呢，你上了以后呢就有那个味道啊，所以呢你吃了什么你就有什么的味道，然后呢你慢慢你就跟它什么样同伙了啊，同骨了啊，所以你就变成这样的一个啊一种情况。所以呢啊上人就特别讲到是说啊，这个事情啊，我以前呢没有看过上人讲说半人半马的，半猪半狗啊，半人的啊，那这个呢啊，半牛半羊半人的，所以呢，我觉得呢，这个呢是非常有意思呢啊，今天特别提出来跟大家讲一讲。
Okay, so talking about here, it remind me a verse of the abbot, Venerable Hua.In the Chinese word of meat, it is actually, meat is very similar, it's kind of like an open mouth as a frame, and then there's two people is like this, right? Two strokes, and then it contains two persons. One is above, just by the bar, and then another inside. So, the verse was like this, and so the meat contains like two people. One is inside, the other is outside. And then if you really contemplate carefully, it's like people eating people, living beings to eat living beings' flesh. And then not only that, he also talks about, so for example, he says if you eat beef, then half of you become the cow, and then if you eat pork, and then half of you become a pork, and if you continue eating that, then the whole of you become that animal. Why? For example, it is like during our gardening, we would sow a seed, and then we would apply fertilizer.And the fertilizer has a smell, yeah. So whatever you eat, you take on that smell. So you become part of that. You become the same kind of what you eat.
所以呢，啊，我们呢，这个呢，啊，持戒呢，啊，就可以怎么样？所以呢，一方面也可以保护自己，帮助自己；一方面也是怎么样？也是这个呢，啊，能够呢，来帮助这个呢众生。啊，我们看呢，现在时代里面呢，啊，这个地球暖化的情况非常严重。那么根据很多项的这个统计呢，啊，那其实呢，在这个畜牧业里面呢，它造成地球的这个暖化的情况非常的严重。啊，他说呢，这个像在纽西兰呢，啊，那很多养牛的地方呢，他们要蒸的时候收什么呀？收牛屁啊，大家可能听到吧？因为呢，牛排放出来那种甲烷呢，啊，那个是超过呢这个二氧化碳的二十五倍呀，啊，所以这个呢，让地球的这个暖化呢非常的严重，而且另一方面呢，啊，因为呢，啊，这个畜牧业呢，啊，为了要养这些呢，这些给这个呢人吃的这些动物呢，那就怎么样，要花费很多的这种呢资源啊，比如说很多的森林被砍掉了啦，啊，那个水源呢啊被染污了啦，啊，那动物本身呢也有很相多的这个痛苦啊，所以呢在这里呢，啊，不但是为了自己啊，也为了这个世界啊，也为了一切的众生呢，啊，希望大家都能够什么样，这个呢吃素啊，能够守戒啊，戒律呢是帮助我们呢这个世界上呢这个呢安住啊，帮助我们这个世界呢平安的一个呢非常重要的一个力量。
So upholding the precept, at one hand it protects ourselves, on the other hand it helps all living beings. Global warming is a serious issue. Animal farming is really growing, and then for example in New Zealand, I heard that they actually recycle the cow's fart because the gas consists of a high content of carbon dioxide, which is much higher, and so they would not release that into the atmosphere. So when people eat animals, eat meat, it drains the resources, because the resources that is used in animal farming, the forests are reducing, water sources are contaminated, animals are suffering. So I would really hope that to protect our world, to save all living beings, we should we should be vegetarian and upholding the precept. Only in this way, being a vegetarian and upholding the precept, these forces keep the world peaceful.
那么谈到这个戒律呢，有一点我想也提醒大家的啊，可能呢因为在这个世界上呢大家呢慢慢比较没有这个观念的，就是关于这个堕胎的问题。那么在这个戒律里面呢堕胎是属于这个杀胎啊，它是杀戒所设的啊。那呢我们要尊重生命啊，这个胎儿呢跟你在一起的时候，他来跟你是有特别的这个因缘的啊，他就像你一个活的孩子一样的那么样的啊，只是他还没有出来而已。你要保护他，尊重他的生命，要跟他呢结这个善缘啊，这种子女父母这种亲情呢本来是非常的浓的。那可是呢你想想看，如果呢他没有出世你就把他杀了，那他这种的怨恨心呢是可以说呢这个呢本来善缘来的呢就变成恶缘啊，那或许呢不好姻缘来的这个就雪上加霜。所以呢这个呢应该要一个观念啊，它呢也是一个生命啊，要尊重它。
I'd like to remind everyone of one point, abortion, the issue of abortion. Abortion is belongs to a type of killing. Life in all forms should be respected. And then when the being have special affinities, it comes to become of a child, although it hasn't come to this world yet, but it is still a living person. It is a living being. So we should consider even in pregnant stage, a living child. So we should tie wholesome affinities tie wholesome affinities and avoid abortion, because it's a killing, and we should not do it, because if the baby comes on good terms, then by aborting it, then the wholesome affinities become unwholesome affinities. Or if the babies come to collect the debt, and then it just make the matter worse. So I'd like to remind everybody about this issue.
我的时间呢是到9:00是吗？好，所以呢，现在呢，时间已经到了。好，如果你们还愿意的话，我再讲一个故事。如果太长，我们就到这里结束。
OK。So our lecture time is till 9, and now it's 9. If you like, I'd like to tell a story.
Yeah, you can tell any story.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, 我想呢，因为刚刚讲到这个呢，堕胎呢，那呢，我个人呢是个出家人，所以呢，我有机会呢去接触一些呢快往生的人，那种的机会里面呢，让我深深感受到。那这个呢，你真的是要很小心这个事情，那不要呢走错路了。那一个呢，有一个女的一个妇女，她呢，她在往生的时候呢，快前面要走的时候，她变成三个人。她怎么变成三个人呢？她变成了一个好像一个小女孩一样。有时候她的声音就变成好像一个小女孩一样，这个小女孩还会跟她的儿子撒娇，她妈妈就这样小女孩。然后呢，有时候呢，她又变成一个什么样，好像一个男孩子一样，很凶的，就好像那个男，就是小男孩。然后呢，有时候呢，她又什么样，恢复到她自己。那她的这儿子呢，就讲了，说为什么妈妈会这样子。因为妈妈过去的时候啊，就拿掉一些孩子，说记得里面一个男的，一个是女的，所以呢就有这样的一种现象，所以呢到这个人呢快要往生的时候，他的这个气势比较弱，所以那些现象他会现出来，那呢这个是我这个呢见到的这个一个例子之一。
Talking about abortion, as a lifelong person, I have the chance to, many chances to see the people who are passing away. And in that kind of special situations, one has to be very careful. Don't make mistakes. For example, there is this woman, she was passing away, and then, but then she... become like three personalities or three kind of person. Like sometimes she would become a little girl and who would talk to the son, and then sometimes there would be a voice as if she has become an angry boy, and sometimes she was herself. And then when I talk about with the son, and then the son told us that earlier in her life she had performed abortion, and there was one girl and one boy. So when a person is passing away, the energy was weak, and so these phenomena would manifest. It is not good. So we should avoid abortion.
那还有呢，有一个这个男这个呢， 这个男居士呢，他差不多已经40岁左右，那他患过癌症，那他呢谈到他自己的这个过去，他讲到呢，当他呢这个学生的时候，在还是高中生，在18岁、19岁的时候，那就跟一个他的这个女同学啊，然后呢以后呢这两个呢他就有孩子，那因为呢他的这个女朋友呢还在读书嘛，所以呢他总是不要这个孩子，所以他这个女朋友呢就坚持要去堕胎，他虽然觉得呢这个是不妥当，可是当时没有学佛，他也觉得那就去了，那很快这个堕胎的手续呢很快一个生命就没了，那可是呢这个呢不久以后呢过了几天呢他就梦到一个男孩子就拿了一把刀从他这个颈的这边呢就割他，哎，那虽然是做梦，可是呢他醒来的时候这边好痛好痛，那这样过了以后呢他的脾气就变成很坏，他就常常呢要打他的女朋友，那他们两个呢最后还是分手了，可是呢这个隔了几年以后呢就在这个呢他梦里面被那个男孩子割的地方有没有他就他自己做梦他就知道说这个就是他那个就是这个可以说他堕胎的这个孩子呢要来怎么样要来讨债的，那他心里面非常难过，那么隔几年他就什么样在这里就什么样生了这个癌症，那他生了癌症呢那因为呢他很诚心，而且呢他还怎么样不断的他这个时候已经学习佛法了他听到上人讲说不可以这个呢堕胎那他自己知道错就很诚心的忏悔，所以呢以后呢他现在呢那个病症呢就目前的情况呢没有再发作所以呢这些呢都是一些活生生的例子呢给我们警惕的因为呢我听说呢在这个呢虽然不太看新闻什么，不过听说呢有些地方他就设了这个堕胎呢是属于合法化的等等那我想呢我们学习佛法的人呢应该要有这样的概念，那么呢年轻的孩子们呢以前呢人呢因为有这样的行为就往往有时候就是说经济啊什么不可以，所以呢去做这样去堕胎，可是呢现在呢在年轻的一代里面两性的关系非常的这个开放那这么在这么开放的世界里面呢你们有这样的 sense 以后呢这样的概念你要去帮助你们的同学你要帮助你们周遭的人呢这样子呢因为呢在这个呢时代里面呢年轻人太可怜了他没有这样的概念，那这个呢如是因如是果我们看到呢非常多呢这个呢杀生的这种因果那些呢都是非常令人呢痛苦的，有时候呢延续到好几代它还继续不断的来所以这个我们必须要有一个什么样有一个概念
他说他割了好几次是不是
有时候到好几次
OK。So in another case, it was a man around 40 some years old, and he had cancer. And he said in his past, when he was just a student of 18, 19 years of old, he and his girlfriend, who was also a student, had a baby.And because she was still a student and the girlfriend insisted to have an abortion, so suddenly it's a quick procedure and then they did it. They did the abortion and then he dreamed that a boy was cutting his neck in his dream. It was a very, very vivid dream. And he was very angry. His temperament changed. He was angry a lot, and so they finally were separated. And but because this aborted baby was coming to collect the debt, then he had cancer on his neck, And then every few years he has to go to the surgery and surgically cut it off, and then but it would grow back. And later he become a Buddhist disciple, and he know that he really sincerely repented, and so far it hasn't happened again. So I heard, I did not read lots of news, but I heard that in some states or cities that abortion has become legalized. Nowadays, young people certainly because of financial situations or whatever, and also the sex situation is really open. So I hope that young people could help, you could help your friends who are students or people, young people nearby. We should be really, really careful. Young people nowadays are very pitiful because they don't know better. And they don't know that such causes would lead such effects. And sometimes the suffering coming from abortion would last several generations, because killing a life is a lot of suffering.
有一个呢，这个呢，我们讲一个呢，这一对夫妇，那这一对夫妇呢，因为还有几有一个孩子，两个孩子，那呢，当他在有孩子的时候呢，他就很想把那个一个他的这个肚里面的孩子拿掉，那当然他动了这个念的时候啊，他就做梦做好几次的梦。 说妈妈，你不要把我拿掉，我会很乖的，啊，那每天呢都做这样的梦。那后来呢，他就决定怎么样，就想说这个孩子一直求他，妈妈你不要把我拿掉，我会很乖的，啊，那这个妈妈呢，结果呢就没有把他怎么样拿掉。那这个孩子呢生出来呢就什么，真的是特别乖，哎，那很喜欢怎么样啊帮助他的这个妈妈啊，所以呢。 这个孩子呢，其实呢，这个一开始呢，一受孕呢，这个我们没有时间讲嘞。不过呢，这样就是说，一受孕呢就有生命了，那我们呢要这个呢小心谨慎，因为呢，这个呢，如果世界上有很多这种怨气的话呢，那也会帮助什么，造成世界上的这种不平嘛，很多的这个灾难，好。 那个上人常常说，现在呢，世界的小鬼呢，比什么比人还多，比人还多，所以呢，那因为呢，大家的观念没有澄清，那不知道这样的观念是不对的，所以呢，今天呢，借这个机会呢，我希望跟大家呢提醒提醒，我们呢要安住在这个呢菩萨界上，不舍菩萨界，不要怎么样随便的怎么样。 杀生，把众生呢，不论是人动物呢，都不应该怎么样，把它杀死的。不管它是在胎里面，还是它已经生出来的，都是不能把它这个呢随随便便就怎么样，故意就把它怎么样杀掉的，我们要怎么样，这个呢要常常要怎么样利益世间，你呢不杀生，护生，这个呢就是利益世间，阿弥陀佛。
And then there's a couple, they have already have a child, and then when the second child was conceived, they were thinking they would have an abortion, but then the mother would have dreams that the little voice would say, Mama, you know, I'll be really, really good, you know, please keep me. And so she had several dreams like that. And so when the child was born, it was really a very, very filial child, very good, and she liked to help her mother. So life begins once conceived. So abortion creates lots of angry energies, and the abbot used to say the little ghost spirit has more population of little ghost spirit is more than people in this world. So I just like to remind people that we don't, sometimes young people don't know better. So we should not renounce the Bodhisattva precept and not killing. Killing that include beings still in the womb, and being still also in the in this world, not intentionally killing, and that is also always benefit the world.
一起回家，坐着，OK，坐着。